It was another rough day for investors around the world, and today there was a new concern to go along with all the old ones. The news that North Korea was severing ties with South Korea and pulling out of a non-aggression pact sent stock markets across Asia sharply lower. Europe and the U.S. followed suit. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged well below 10,000. But late in the afternoon, the U.S. market turned around, and the S&P 500 index actually closed higher on the day. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us from New York to discuss the turmoil in the stock markets. And Jim, there have been a lot of bad days in the markets lately. How does today compare?
Well, you know, we're seeing a kind of volatility that we haven't seen in a long time. You know, as you said, we saw a huge drop in stock prices today, although they recovered later. The euro keeps dropping against the dollar. There's also something else happening. We're seeing a rise in what's called the LIBOR rate, which is an indication that banks are getting more nervous about lending to each other. If LIBOR gets too high, banks can stop lending and you have a credit crunch. That's what happened in the fall of 2008 after the Lehman Brothers collapse. You have this plunge in confidence. Everyone's more reluctant to lend because things are so scary.
Now, Jim, a lot of the slide in the market this past month has been blamed on the debt crisis in Europe. Was that another factor behind today's sell-off?
Yeah, over the weekend, the Spanish government seized control of a little savings and loan called Caja Sur. It had a lot of bad debts, and that's made everybody wonder, you know, how many other bad banks are there out there? Spain had a huge real estate bubble, just like in the U.S. You have a lot of banks with a lot of bad loans on their books, and people start defaulting on their loans. You know, it leaves the banks in trouble. It could have a ripple effect throughout Europe, and it would be a lot worse than what we saw with Greece because, you know, Spain is a much bigger economy.
And what about the tensions we mentioned between North and South Korea? Those are a long way from Wall Street. Is this a case of, you know, if Korea sneezes, then Wall Street gets a cold?
Yeah, it seems to have been a factor. I mean, any flare-up in hostilities in Korea would have a really harmful effect on the economy of all of Asia. So that's something to be afraid of. The oil spill in the Gulf is another risk, but I think it's mainly about Europe.
Now, the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the effect that that had on the U.S. economy a couple years back, is there also a danger that the crisis in Europe could lead us to the same kind of credit problems that we saw back in 2008?
Well, what happened in 2008 was a kind of general seizing up of the credit markets. I mean, banks just stopped lending to each other. And if things get bad enough now, if people get worried enough, that could happen again. I mean, you might say that's kind of a nightmare scenario. At the same time, we're not there yet. Credit has gotten a little bit tighter, but nowhere near as much as it did in 2008. And, you know, there's some question about whether it will. The president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve, James Bullard, pointed out today that, you know, debt crises don't always spread around the world. He said Russia defaulted on its debts in 1998. It didn't throw the world into a recession. He said, you know, it's not certain this will either.
Okay. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Jim, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.